obviously is much better.
Well, you know, we had, I believe we had four runs that were positive runs that the defense had jumped off sides on, so it really had a better run game even still if you added those runs on. So, and I think four of those were runs by Lamar Miller, so you have to take those off as well. But what was happening early in the game, we were attacking and taking some shots down the field with Mike, and we didn't necessarily hit them all the time, but they had to start rolling coverage up there and gave us a two-shell and allowed us an opportunity to get the numbers right that we're able to run the football. That's what happened.
Mike, what did you guys been seeing out of Sam Brenner in practice that gave you the confidence to not only promote him but start him yesterday?
Well, one thing, he's there every day, and we don't have just a lot of numbers in that group. And the other thing is, I've been watching him since camp, and he's just has made a lot of improvement. And he hadn't really snapped the ball a whole heck of a lot, and we've been working. Jimmy Turner's been working with him at center. He's played some guard as well, and he just slowly but quietly gone about his work and his business, and just continues to get better. And, you know, he still has a ways to go. He's a young player, but I think he does have some promise.
Mike, his performance yesterday?
I thought he did some good things. I thought he pulled around on some of our power plays. He did a nice job. He got beat on a pass protection one time. But overall, I thought for someone who came in on Sunday morning and was told he's going to start I think he did pretty well.
Mike, a lot of the attention this year on offense isn't so much on your quarterbacks; it's on the offensive line more than anything. With the sacks, with the with the guy getting sick, and the new guy coming in the next day. Why is the offensive line such a issue, such a big deal for you guys?
Well, it's always been a big deal to me. When I've been asked that question in the past, I've always said it's a work in progress because an offensive line is really the building blocks of an offense. Until that is in place and you can run the ball, pass protect, those guys have to be at the forefront of what you are going to build. And so they are a very instrumental part of an offense, and they quietly go about their business, and you don't hear them when you're having success. But certainly, when you're struggling, it's usually a lot of times it starts with those guys. And so I do think we continue to be a work in progress, and we'll continue to be until we get things solidified in there. And obviously, we've had some changes, and whenever you change that group up, there's always struggles with communication, and just being able to be with the same group of guys certainly helps a lot, and that hasn't been the case as of late.
Mike, Daniel Thomas had an increased workload. Is it 1 and 1A between him and Lamar?
Pretty much. That's kind of when I've been asked that question, that's what I've said all along. I look at both of those guys as starters, and you kind of just go with the hot hand. And I thought that during the course of the game, I thought they both ran well. Lamar had some runs that were taken away from him with penalties, but at the same, some were ours, some were theirs. But I thought Daniel ran very physical. He didn't practice much last week. He missed some time, but it came out ready to go. And when he was in there, he took full advantage of his opportunities. And sometimes it's just a matter of opportunities. When you're in there, it just happened to come up that he had some very well-blocked plays, but he certainly had some great after-contact runs, which I thought was, since I've been here, probably the best we've been on runs after contact, whether it be a pass, a catch, or a run.
Mike, I know you can't comment specifically on investigation.
Then why are you asking me that?
But this is a football-related question. Have you been told that the investigator will work around your meetings? And will guys be pulled out of meetings? Will you work around your schedule? How is that going to work in preparation for Carolina?
No one's told me anything about that other than when I'm going to talk to them. That's it, sometime tomorrow.
Mike, how do you keep the focus up for the players going into this week with all this going on? It's a unique week, obviously.
Hopefully, most of what the players have to do will be taken care of today. And get that knocked out, and I'm hopeful that's happening, but I'm not really sure. I can't comment on that because I really don't know, but I'm hopeful, and I think that's how it's been worked out. I think that's what we're trying to do.
Coach, one or two more?
You get the ball at the six-yard line late in the game. You came out throwing. You changed field position on that drive. What was your mindset? Some coaches may have run three times in punt and counted on the defense. What was your mindset at that point in the game?
Well, I thought, you know, sometimes you're aggressive and it works. Sometimes you're aggressive and it doesn't. I thought we had to be aggressive there. We couldn't punt in that situation. I didn't want to run the ball three times. I think they anticipated that's what we would do. And I felt like we had to get the ball out of that part of the field, at the very least, get better field position, work the clock, and get a great punt from our great punter. But we certainly couldn't punt the ball from back there. So I didn't want to go with a heavy personnel group and just bang out three runs and then punt and give it to the defense. We should have been able to finish the game on offense in my mind, but that didn't happen. But we did use time off the clock. We did change the field position, which I think was beneficial. But I just thought we had to be aggressive at that time. I have tremendous confidence in Ryan in those situations. He's very poised, doesn't panic, and neither do our players. They seem to handle those pressure situations very well. It's the non-pressure situations sometimes we're not handling well. But when they're under pressure, they seem like they respond. Two-minute offense, backed up a couple weeks ago. We were backed up, and we took the length of the field. Last week, we didn't do so well. But this week, in a critical situation at the end of the game, I thought they did what they had to do, protected, and were able to get the ball out. We really should have been able to finish the game on offense, and unfortunately we didn't, and the defense rose to the occasion and finished the game off.
Barry Jackson, then Andy Kent, and then we're leaving.
Mike, is there anything that can be done that hasn't been done either at all or enough of to improve the deep ball dynamics between Tannehill and Wallace? And are you encouraging them to work on it more after practice? I'm sure they've done that some.
Well, they've done that, and part of – you know, Mike's still feeling, still resting and working with his leg issue. But I thought Mike had a tremendous ball game. He ran hard. He ran his routes very disciplined. He was open on a number of occasions, and sometimes it was protection issues. We didn't get him the ball. Other times we just didn't get him the ball. But I thought Mike Wallace had a tremendous impact in that ball game because he changed how they played us and allowed us an opportunity to control the game with some runs and whatnot. And he started the game with a catch and a first down where he broke some tackles. And it kind of set the tempo for us, I thought, in that ball game. Well, we had other – Hartline had one. Obviously the running backs had theirs. Clay had his for the touchdown. So I thought the first one was Mike's, and I thought that kind of set the tempo for the game. But as far as I just think that's familiarity that the two of them have to come to an understanding with on how that's going to work. And we certainly underthrew him on a touchdown pass that we can't do. We need to that could have just, you know, if they had scored at the end, that would have been the ball game. We needed those points. We didn't get them. So that's something that's been a point of emphasis, and it will continue to be. And we got to get them on the same page. They're two willing participants, and they want it to work. And I think it's just a matter of two guys getting used to each other. It just takes a little bit of time.
Andy Kent.
Mike, you mentioned with a new offensive line, shaking things around, the communication issues. In that respect, Nate Garner at center, how did he perform yesterday in getting everybody lined up?
Nate really only had one mistake in communication. Mike Pouncey's been a stalwart in there, and for him to go in there and do what he had to do is just phenomenal. And I thought he did an excellent job. Along the same lines, to take my head off to Tannehill as well. I don't think there's many quarterbacks in this league that when they wake up on Sunday morning and the guy that they've taken snaps with since they've played in this league all of a sudden isn't playing, he doesn't bat an eyelash. Okay, let's go. No big deal. I think that's a credit to him, and that's kind of the way he looks at things. He doesn't sweat things very much, and it's a credit to him. And there's things he's got to work on and get better at. But that one thing about him, he doesn't get flustered or concerned about things like that. He's okay. Who's up? Let's go. And but I do think Nate did a fine job stepping in, and in the absence of a very, very good player. And those are big shoes to fill when you're filling Mike Pouncey's shoes.